as we've worked with organizations, whether they be in the federal government side or in the private sector side, organizations that are trying to be adaptive, to trying to innovate and wrestling with the challenges of organizational change, constantly come back to issues relating to leadership. Mm-hmm. And so for us, what we've found in both in our research and in working with organizations hand in hand that are going through challenges relating to how do you build an innovative culture, how do you manage organizational change, whether it be of the more kind of radical, highly disruptive form, or just managing the day-to-day challenges that are related to moving an organization forward through a constant continuous progress on organizational change. It comes down to leadership.
And it seems like organizations today having to change more frequently, having to be more agile, having to be more innovative to just accomplish their missions effectively.
They do need to. And one of the things that we're finding is that what that means from a leadership standpoint is that people at all levels in an organization really need to bring forth leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. It's not just leadership from the top, but it's leadership at all levels. It's frontline leaders, it's middle-level leaders, and it's also shared forms and distributed forms of leadership. And these are areas that we don't know nearly enough about, both from research and in terms of best practice. And that's what the center is about, is to understand those things and to kind of share those best practices and involve organizations in leading-edge research that will then help them deal with these challenges related to innovation and change.
We're talking to Professor Paul Tesluk. He is the co-director of the new Center for Leadership, Innovation, and Change at the University of Maryland. You talked about that distributed leadership. I often hear, and in fact, there have been these reports talking about best agencies, and everyone always says, oh, leadership's so important, and yet defining that often can be very difficult. And so when you mentioned this distributed leadership, all of a sudden it's not just a single person. It's not just the leader. True leadership really gets almost woven throughout the organization.
That's right. Yeah. And there are some organizations that do this particularly well, and they take some unique forms. They often have leadership that comes from people working in highly distributed types of fashion, mm-hmm. where expertise is distributed across the organization and comes together in ways to be able to solve the tough and the challenging problems.
So talk to me a little bit about what this center is going to be. How will it be a series of classes? Is it what does one of these centers end up being?
Well, it's multifaceted. So we have kind of an education mission to what we do, and a lot of the outreach activities will be around conferences, events, workshops, as well as more structured education activities that we do in terms of educating future business leaders who will go into government, into private sector, and be the leaders for tomorrow's organizations. We also have a strong research arm where we work hand in hand with organizations that are undergoing challenges related to innovation and managing change and developing leadership capacities in their organizations. So it's both research and in terms of practice and education.
Who's your target audience? Is it businesses or it seems like federal government seems like a prime audience for these kinds of issues?
Absolutely. The federal government is very much a focus of our mission, and we see as a key stakeholder group and constituency. In fact, we're in discussions right now with some major agencies on working with them to develop some leadership development programs to help them equip their leaders with the types of skills and capabilities that are required with ever increasing frequency in the federal government side to manage the pace of change and demands of innovation.
Well, and it seems like with all these almost changeover going on in the federal government, this seems like a real opportunity if you're focusing on innovation, on change, on leadership. What an opportunity to build that in almost from as these new people are starting.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of in times like this when we're facing this ongoing protracted recession and slowed recovery effort, it's really an opportunity to make investments. And if we're going to be carried through with this, you know, whether we're talking about the private sector also in terms of innovations that come on the federal side as well, it really is going to come down to more effective and better and more innovative leadership. And so that's one thing that we hope we can contribute to is to develop and expand and grow some of those important leadership capacities that will help foster innovation, particularly in the federal government.
And we talk about distributed leaders. It's always seemed to me that leaders just aren't the boss. That leadership really can come from even frontline employees, even new hires.
Absolutely. In fact, that, you know, we look at organizations that are leading in their industries. You know, Southwest Airlines is a company that a lot of people point out, and one of the strengths of Southwest is a highly distributed leadership function. You know, whether you're kind of the ticket agent or the baggage loader, you may be called upon to do any number of different types of things and to step up and provide new ideas to do something that you hadn't been formally trained or is in your job description. And that's leadership, and that provides as an organization then a tremendous amount of flexibility. It bubbles up new ideas that lead to sustained innovation and helps propel the organization.
Allowing people to make mistakes, very small C conservative culture that says, hold on, that's not the way we do business here, the least innovative phrase on the planet. Is that something that will be part of this? Is how you create that culture where people say, A, I'm going to help you do that, and B, we want to try and do that. If we're not making mistakes, we're maybe not trying hard enough.
Absolutely. That's an important part of the whole culture change that has to happen to have leadership happen from down below and to have it emerge in that dynamic, organic type of a fashion. Is it also has to have complementary leadership that focuses on changing the culture in a way that's more learning oriented, that allows people to be able to make those mistakes and learn from them. Absolutely, that's very much part of it, and that is a culture shift, and that's a behavior shift for lots of leaders, and a shift in orientation.
So, if people want to get more information about the Center for Leadership, Innovation, and Change, I know you're having an open house on October 1st.
We are having a kickoff at the Smith School location down in the Ronald Reagan Building on October 1st. It's an all-day event, and more information is available on our website. At the Smith School of Business. So
And we'll have the link rather than giving a big long URL, because I have it here in front of me, and it's one of these big long with a bunch of slashes. We'll have it on our website, federalnewsradio.com. You can find it nice and easy, and we'll point people to it. And it also, the site's great. It tells you much more information about if you want to get involved and all those kinds of things. Sounds like a fascinating program. We'd love to follow up and track how this is going, and I'm sure you're going to learn a ton as you move forward and get to work with folks.
We're very excited about it, and exactly, we're looking to see this grow and expand and learn a lot along the way as well. So love to follow up with you, Scott, about that.